Good morning and welcome to episode 118 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June the 30th and today's episode is another email application, airmail. Back in episode 74 that I recorded on April the 19th, working with email was the title. I talked about an email application called MailMate. It's a very small standalone email application that I've been using for the last 2 months or something. And this Monday, the trial ended. And there must be really something wrong with the counter since 18th of April to 28th of June is way more than 30 days, but I don't complain. Before I decide which app I want to use going forward, I wanted to try out some other ones as well. And one of these applications is Airmail, and that is what I'm going to talk about today. So Airmail is a small Mac OS, iPad OS, and iOS mail client. You can use it for free on iOS and iPad OS, but you can also use it on the desktop, but then you need to subscribe. And the free version on iOS and iPad OS, it's limited compared to the one you get when you subscribe. You get a 3 days trial if you jump on a monthly plan. I did, and my plan is now to run this application for a couple of months as a trial to test it out. As I've been talking about in the past, I have a ton of email accounts. I may not getting so much emails on them, maybe 10, 20, 25 emails on each account, but it's a pain to check them all in different browser tabs and sometimes in different browser profiles, as especially if you're using Office 365, where your session is getting screwed up if you don't use different browser profiles. So I also prefer to not be working with emails in the browser because for some reason I find myself being so easily distracted when there is the whistles and bells and you can see that there is emails waiting and stuff like that. So I want to have better control over that. And a standalone email client is in general better for that. So I will be running this application both on Mac OS and on iOS. And so far, I think the experience is quite similar. And there is a few things I want to talk about the application today. So the first one is multiple accounts. As many standalone applications, it's possible to add multiple accounts into the application. I have added Google and standard IMAP accounts so far. And it's left to also try out some Office 365 accounts. But the problem with Office 365 accounts is that the administrators must allow the application to be connected. And most administrators are just assholes and doesn't allow you to do that. So they do want you to only use Outlook. But I really hope that that this app is allowed so that I can get the full email overview in one place. There is a few things here that I really like. It will store the email account settings and sync them over to iCloud. So that means that I can I need to set the account up once on Mac OS or iOS, and then it will sync over to my other devices. And the only thing I need to do on all of these other devices is actually to authenticate. And that is because the password or the token, it's not stored on iCloud. So if someone would get hold of your iCloud, they would still not be able to get hold of your identity, which is a good thing. And it's another really small thing that I wanted to mention here when it comes to the multiple account feature is that you can assign a color to each account. And that may sound like really stupid and a non-good feature, but when you look in the combined inbox, in this case, there is a small bar on the left-hand side of the message with the color of the account. That means that you can instantly see which account this email comes from. And for me, that is super good. So the second feature I want to talk about is the smart mailboxes. Just as with MailMate, it is possible to create smart mailboxes, and this is essentially filters. And I have used this to get an overview of what I have stored in my Actions support folders and waiting for support folders. Since I have set up my email use, sorry for the noise, the dog is making a bit noise in the background. I set up my email structure to follow the getting things done best practices. So I have a folder or a label in each account where I can then tag or store my action support materials or my waiting for support materials. And in AirMail, I can, with a smart mailbox, just set up a filter so I get all my action support emails in this folder or all my waiting for support email in the same folder. They are still on different accounts, but they look like they are in just one folder, which is super good when you want to see what you have in these categories. The third thing is it's a nice looking UI, and this may not be the most important feature, but it never hurts being beautiful. I mean, I would say AirMail is a really beautiful application. It's really well designed. It seems to fit quite well into the iOS and Mac OS applications or OSs. The normal user interface is quite bare. It's quite minimalistic. But there is only a few buttons and a few functions available to you as an end user. But this application is highly configurable, and that makes it really, really powerful. But the downside of this is that the configuration pane is so huge. There is so many settings, so it takes a while just to get comfortable to know what there is to do. And especially if you're doing this on your iOS device, it may be quite intimidating to know what everything means, because there could be a small setting saying something, but it doesn't tell you what it does. So you need to look that up somewhere else. But it's really nice designed application. The fourth thing is templates. And this may not be something I will be using so much on my Mac, since I am using Keyboard Maestro a lot, and I use that to do text expansion. So my templates, they would actually go into Keyboard Maestro. But on iOS, I probably will use it more. Just as you expect, you can create text templates that you insert into emails. And that will save time and brain power and help you fix the standard type of email, so you don't have to be creative every time you respond to an email. The fifth thing is editing. Here you have a range of choice when you want to edit your emails. You can either use the HTML, what you see is what you get type of editor. And it seems nice and simple to use. It's not overly complicated. There's not overly much features there, but you can format your emails nicely with what you have. But if you want to, you can also create your emails using Markdown. And this was one of the features I really liked with MailMate. But after using MailMate for a while, I also realized that most of my emails are quite simple and plain text will actually do fine. So having mail Markdown is not a killer feature for me anymore. It's a nice thing to have. The sixth thing and the last thing I wanted to talk about is sharing. And it's not sharing with people in this case, it's sharing with other applications. You can interact with a lot of different applications from within AirMail. And I think that is really good because it increases the use of the application. And if you have two good applications, if they can interact, you have actually something that brings more value than what each of the individual application does by itself. So the ones I will start off with is, of course, OmniFocus, DevonThink, Drafts, and Bear. And it will probably be in that order as well, because OmniFocus is my task manager. I use that every day and I use it a lot. And a lot of the emails I get sometimes contains actionable materials. And I want to keep the reminder in my list manager, not in the email. So therefore, it's good to be able to get a copy of the email into into OmniFocus. And I really hope that AirMail, OmniFocus will link together so that I from within OmniFocus can get back to the email. And since I have AirMail on both my macOS and iPhone, and I also have OmniFocus on both, I really hope that that link will work on both devices. So we'll see. The opportunities here are huge compared to MailMate, because this works on both platforms. This works both on iPhone and it works on macOS. This application is still something I haven't used too much, but I really like it so far, and I will try it out. And there is also a lot of more features built into this application that I have explored so far. And I think I really need to go into AirMail's homepage and see if there is a reference manual or something to actually get an understanding of what all of these features does, because it's not that super straightforward always. And mind you, I have been using email clients for the last 30 years, so I know what an email client can do, but this seems to have a lot of features. The final thing I wanted to talk about is the price. If you have a monthly subscription, it will charge you only $3 a month, and I don't think that is much. Or if you buy a yearly subscription, it's $10. And the good thing is a subscription will give you a pro for all your devices, so you don't have to buy the application three times or two times, depending on your setup. And you need this to be able to run it on your macOS desktop. So if you want to have it on both, you need a subscription. On your iPhone or on your iPad, you can use it for free, but it's limited. So I will have an episode in the future where I talk about AirMail and my thoughts when I've used it more. And that will probably happen sometime in August, because I really want to have some time with it. I will really want to have some mail going through the system, both getting and replying, but also getting and storing in my list manager, getting back, replying, and solving things. So kind of see how it feels in the general workflow of things. That was everything I had for today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, why not recommend it to friends, family, or a colleague? That would help the audience to grow, and that would put a big smile on my face. Until tomorrow, have a fantastic day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.